This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. There you will find the most unique shirts that an ABS fan has ever known, including Dutchie, Condor, Pix, Barley, Mac, Landy, and my current favorite, and the shirt that garners the most attention at bars, Lumberjack Hockey. ABSFAM.com. The ABS, right along with everybody else in the NHL, have been busy, and we've got plenty to talk about. But before we do...
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado Hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to Dutchie. On the ice, the Dutchie touch. Hashtag Volley Volley. The crazy saves, this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado Hockey's coming in. Colorado Hockey for the win. Tune in to the podcast, we're live. Colorado Hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
Hello, hockey fans. It's been a while, hasn't it? So we heard you, and we tip our hat to you. We raise our glass to you. We do any other kind of gesture that makes you think that we appreciate you for telling us we suck. We get it. We haven't done a podcast in a while, and that's because, honestly, I take the end of the season harder than most of the breakups I've ever had in my life. But we're back. If you went on a hike this last week and got lost and didn't hear the news, the Colorado Avalanche are moving to Quebec. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. But the last ever draft before Gary Bettman says, Las Vegas, you're on the clock, has happened. And there are a number of opinions on how the Avs did at the draft, but as many of you know, everyone is an expert on the internet, so trust everything you read and don't worry about a thing. The Colorado Avalanche were kind enough to post on their website a post-draft recap with Alan Happel, who we will now refer to as Happy because he does work in the NHL, which means that he needs a nickname. In this video recap, Happy spends a lot of his time speaking to the character, the effort, and the compete of the Avs' top draft choice, referring to him as our guy, which makes me believe that we got the guy that we wanted. And I have to think that makes Happy happy. Another man who was very happy, although he expressed it in a very different way, was Grandpa Jost. Why? Because Grandpa Jost is the grandfather of Tyson Jost, who was selected number 10 by the Colorado Avalanche in the first round of the 2016 NHL entry draft. Before you go out there and make fun of Grandpa Jost for shedding a few tears, just remember back when Ray Bourque got the cup. Did you tear up a little bit? Don't judge, okay? It happens. Now, it's well documented that the Avalanche like big players who are fast and have a lot of talent, but it would appear in this case, like the Meatloaf song, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. After 18 years of being on this earth, the best that Tyson Jost could give us was 5'11", 190 pounds. Now let me tell you something though, 5'11 isn't exactly small, especially when you got 190 pounds. You got a lower center of gravity and you could become what they call a human wrecking ball. Furthermore, he's 18 people, he's only gonna get bigger, he's only gonna get stronger. Here's what elite prospects had to say about him. Tyson Jost is a crafty goal scorer who carries out plays as quickly as he envisions them. I like that. As someone who thinks and plays at a fast tempo, it comes as no surprise that he creates a lot of energy as an offensive catalyst. I like that too. He sees the ice very well and has the willingness and the determination to win battles in the tough areas. All in all, a dynamic offensive forward with top six potential at the next level. I don't know what you people were expecting for a number one pick, but that poetic piece by Curtis Joe of EP has me thinking we got a good deal. Moving on to some recent departures. With no fanfare and presumably no love lost, the Avs said goodbye to a few of the players from last season's roster. For me, the most notable departure is that of Retro Berra. While Berra definitely proved that he's willing to compete, he had a contract bigger than the contribution that he was able to consistently make for the team and to appear on the Avalanche roster from here on out. And from my perspective, it would appear that the Avalanche had made a commitment to everyone's favorite backup goalie, Calvin Pickard. Now, Pix is no stranger to earning his keep, and aside from bringing a solid game and a boatload of fan appreciation, Pix will bring competition to the number one goalie role for the Colorado Avalanche. Internal competition is probably the best thing a team can have, and so long as it doesn't get douchey with attitude and ego, this is going to be huge for Varley. I suspect that the competition will be friendly and that Varley and Pix will both become better goaltenders by pushing each other to be that better goaltender. The Avalanche are, of course, going to give Varley every chance to be that elite version of himself that we all know that he can be. Add to that the fact that the expansion draft is on the horizon, and I think the Colorado Avalanche want to know sooner than later what they have in Calvin Pickard, so when the time comes, they can make an educated decision. But that's just me thinking out loud. Teams don't have to submit their protected list until June 17, 2017, at which point the Avalanche should know damn well what they have and what the future looks like in net. And if you want to thoroughly geek out on what might happen in the expansion draft, go over to General Fanager, I believe, the link is in the show notes, where you can feel your geek fire at will. Lastly, and definitely more in the duh category, the Colorado Avalanche have traded away Nick Holden, everybody's favorite guy to hate, for a fourth round pick. As we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we raise our glass to those of you who have given us the what's for in the past few months. And indeed, we have taken a little break from the podcasting game and left the mock drafting, the trade guessing, and the stat pissing to the pros. To get our fill of the aforementioned gems, we'd like to go to a few podcasts that we think you should check out too if you haven't already. One of those is the BSN Avalanche podcast, and the other one is the Burgundy Brigade podcast. And because it's the off season, we suggest you go off menu and check out a few podcasts that have nothing at all to do with hockey. Why? Because what better do you have to do right now? We like Mike Rowe's The Way I Heard It and Malcolm Gladwell's new one, The Revisionist History. Go check those out. Live a little. So with the draft over, the Avalanche can now focus on the business of free agents, both unrestricted and restricted. As for the guys that the Avalanche should try to pick up, hell if I know. Please refer to the aforementioned podcast where people who get paid to know this stuff talk about this stuff. I do, however, find it interesting how many of the names I see on the unrestricted free agent list from Avalanche past, including Kyle Kaminsky, John Michael Lyles, Shane O'Brien, Andrew Agazino, Cameron Gaunt, Andrew Bodnarchuk, Kyle Kaminsky, and of course, Nate Ginnin. I suggest we don't get any of them. I'd also go so far as to say that I don't believe we should look for any big contracts with any aging players. I think we've covered that well enough. Lastly, the Colorado Avalanche have released their schedule for next season, and there are a handful of games right up front that are pretty interesting to me. First, the Colorado Avalanche will get exactly one regular season game before they take on the defending Stanley Cup champions. That game happens on October 17th and happens to be their first road game of the season. As a matter of fact, the Avs will play seemingly the entire cast of the 2016 NHL playoffs at least once before hitting double digits on games played this season. As for other notable games, the number 2 draft pick overall will play his first game against the Colorado Avalanche on Friday, October 28th, 2016, and the number 1 pick, Austin Matthews, of the 2016 NHL draft will make his debut against the Avs on December 22nd. We're gonna have to wait a while for that one. And the first tussle with the hated Minnesota Wild will be a day game, presumably to keep the levels of drunk fistfighting down, and that'll go down at 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 15th, 2016. It seems so far away. Lastly, be sure to check out coloradohockey.com for links and show notes. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by Avs Fam, the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go subscribe at iTunes or just go to coloradohockey.com and click on a link that says get it on iTunes. And if you really want to do us a solid, leave a rating and a review. We'd love to see it. Stay awesome.
It's game night at the Gann and the crowd is getting fizzy. Motions on the air, doing work and getting busy. The boys are in the hall, getting loose with soccer balls. The crowd shuffles in.